you like where you are, kind of in control of your own destiny, so to speak, going in this last weekend?
Yeah, I mean, we just got to play baseball, and we, as you said, we don't really have to worry about other people. It's one of those things that we control, no one else. And if we do what we have to do, then we have a chance to play further. If we don't, then, you know, you have to wait on other people. But, you know, we could have, in certain situations during the course of the year, and that's why it's so important when you talk about the one-run losses and one-run wins, how important they are when you get to this point of the year. But I would say in this conference, everyone is playing for something right now, whether it's a regional host, whether it's to get in the SEC tournament, whether it's to, you know, solidify their regional and super regional host opportunities. That doesn't matter. Everyone's playing for something. And it's just a swing weekend for a lot of people.
Sonny obviously started Friday. Garvin and Armstrong have kind of been used the last couple weeks. This freshman group adding to your arms right now, or asserting themselves as a group a little bit, finally?
Yeah. It was maybe a little bit more difficult because we had some older kids that we couldn't really place the freshmen in front of them right off the bat. But now, as the season's progressed, you can see with the confidence level is such that we can put them out there, as we did with Jack Armstrong, as we did with Grayson Garvin, and as we did with Sonny Gray, you know, throwing them out there on a very, very important Friday night against a very good hitting team, one in which most of their kids had gone to the College World Series, and the fact that he stopped them was very impressive.
Tim, I think you had kind of looked at starting Sonny on a couple of other occasions. Mm-hmm. I apologize for being late. I've addressed this, but what kind of caused you all to finally pull the trigger, and what had happened previously? Maybe?
Just to switch gears a little bit, I mean, there wasn't a lot of lengthy conversation or thought behind it. It was something that we, as you said, had thought about before, but this was just the right time for it. It was just an opportunity to look at a series and think how important it was to win it and what was the best way to attack it. And we just felt the best way to attack it was to throw Sonny on Friday and Mikey on Saturday.
Was it a matchup thing?
Yeah, probably more matchup than anything else because, you know, we've always felt like Mikey is our number one guy, and he still is our number one guy. But we took our number one guy and moved him to a Saturday. And Arkansas did that against us a few years ago when they kind of offshooted Schmidt. That's a twister. But they put Schmidt on a Saturday rather than match him up against Price. And, you know, it worked for them, I think. So, I don't know. We weren't so much thinking of Arkansas. We were just thinking about a good matchup to win the series.
No. Is it Thursday night again now?
Just keep it the same now. We're not going to switch anything up. I mean, you know, whether it's good karma or it's a belief system, that's what we're going to do.
Obviously, you kind of saw out of Sonny what you wanted to see and what you've seen to this point.
Yeah. Well, competitiveness. I mean, I just never flinched when, you know, putting him on the mound. I mean, David's followed him for years now and seen him, and I just never flinched, even though he's an 18-year-old kid, and putting him on a Friday night start against a team like Georgia. And he just kind of, he followed through with what I thought, you know, was very competitive, threw strikes for the most part, and just challenged their hitters and pitched out of jams.
You know, big-time high school quarterback. He's played on a lot of Friday mm-hmm. nights. How much do you feel like the football has kind of played into his mental approach, maybe?
I think his personal life experiences and the fact that he was a state championship football quarterback playing in those situations where there's a lot of, you know, win one and you're out, type situations, I think has really, really helped him a lot. And I've always been a huge fan of multi-sport guys. I like multi-sport football players, you know, basketball players, guys who play other sports, because I just feel like they have the ability to improvise mentally and physically, and he does that.
Armstrong and Garvin
mm-hmm.
at this point, you know, coming up lately. How important is that, having that added depth in the bullpen with these tournament formats? Obviously, nothing's clinched yet, but the depth you need for these 4 or 5 day spans?
It's pretty good from the standpoint of matching up. Like, we could throw 7 pitches like we did Sunday, and we didn't even have Bierman, but the matchup situation for us worked really well because of having Garvin and Goodnow. We didn't have that last year. You know, you had Goodnow, and that was it. But if we had one more lefty, if Bierman was in the lineup, Bierman throws against Allen and Cerrone at the end of the game. We never face the right-hander, but I think that's what it does. It's just the matchup abilities, and the guys have the ability themselves to throw strikes.
Where is Bierman right now? What's his status?
Want to get him going. I'd like to dress him out this weekend if we could. He had some elbow soreness, and obviously we panicked just to make sure that it was okay, but we ran the MRI. He's fine. So I think it just kind of stunned him more than anything else.
And Cotham's MRI came. Did you do one with him?
Yeah, he has a torn meniscus, and he's just got to work through it. He can have the surgery at the end of the season. What it does do for him is it doesn't enable him to throw for long durations. But you know what? We switch Sonny and then put Cotham in Sonny's role and make him throw an inning or two innings, and he could serve the same purpose.
Speaking of Armstrong, his little backflip before games. Yeah. Nice little pick-me-up for the team. Is that developed into?
Yeah, they've enjoyed that, and he started doing it, and every time they call him out on it, he does it. And did it last year on his recruiting visit, and he told everyone he could do a backflip, and he's not very talkative, but Eric came back and said, this kid can do a backflip, too. Well, he did it for us on his visit, and I was just stunned because it's a kid who's 6'7", who stands in one position, doesn't get a running start, and just does a backflip, and I said, you know, it's unbelievable spring and athleticism for a kid. But he's doing it now before games, and they like it. And, you know, I just shake my head every time because, as I tell him, I said, you're like an airplane, an inch off, and you're crashing.
And speaking of kids who need surgery after the season, you get any sense of what kind of pain Casale's had to manage along the way?
Yeah, that's a good story because he's just played all year with pain in his elbow. And I don't know how many kids in college baseball would do what he did because he knows that he's going to be late next year to catch for us again. Now, he can play first base again, but he came here as a catcher. And in my opinion, he's going to play someday at a very high level as a catcher. But he's taken a back seat to his own personal views. And from a team standpoint, he's saying that this is what the team needs. They need for me to play. They don't need for me to be out. And they don't need for me to be thinking about my career. And I'll tell you, there's not a lot of kids who would think that way. I have a tremendous amount of respect for he and his family for doing that. And I know the kids do as well.
It was his decision exclusively?
Well, yeah, no, he talked with his family quite a bit about it. And his mother and dad had strong views on it, which they should. But I think when it came right down to it, he just made the decision that this is what I'm going to do for my team. He's very close with his teammates, obviously, and he's a good person. Everyone likes him. He's got kind of an old soulness about him. He's just like a grandfather guy. It's a joke to him when I say it, but it's kind of the way he is. He's just very much an old soul. He just kind of takes everything in, and he never speaks out of turn, and he's just a good guy. He cares about everyone.
How quickly after this? I mean, will this be like a week or two after you guys are done, you figure he'll be
Yeah, for him, I think it's real quick. He'll see Dr. Andrews and get it done as quickly as he can.
Oh, is that right? He's going to Birmingham?
Yeah.
Speaking of catcher, Giobbe this week, past weekend, calling pitches. How did that decision come about?
To take some relief off DJ and to give Giobbe some autonomy because we were looking at Giobbe as if we needed him to go out to the mound in certain situations. And I, you know, DJ and I talked about it, and I said, DJ, you know, because he got to a point where he's saying, you know, after the South Carolina weekend, what do you call? You know, and I said, really, it doesn't matter what you call. I said, the pitch has to be executed. I said, here, what we'll do is let Giobbe call the game. And give him some autonomy, and it gives him a reason to run the game, and he goes out to the mound instinctively because he calls the pitch. I just think, you know, it's worked out well so far. But, you know, a guy who's been under DJ or in our system as a catcher and a pitcher for 4 years, he's ready to do that, and it was time just to hand that over to him a little bit.
There's still certain moments, though, where you... During the Georgia series?
Yeah.
Were you guys in pressure situations where you know the...
Yeah, I mean, if DJ wants a pick or he wants a pitch, he's going to call it. It's not like he's going to stand there second-guessing him. If he wants something, he's just going to put it right back in. And we did that the other day on, I think, Lewis, when we had a chance to walk him, and we threw him an intentional breaking ball off the plate, and he struck out. And that was a pitch that DJ called. So we just want to make sure that we've got control in some ways.
Is that the first time you guys have done this here at Vanderbilt? Shea
Robin, we've given it to, and Jonathan Dulliard, we've given it to. Has to be probably a third-year, four-year guy who shows some savvy. And Giobbe, don't tell him this, but he's got a little bit of savvy. He's got enough to be dangerous. He thinks he's got a lot, but he doesn't.